The Bank of Ghana is acting according to the Act, especially the action is to protect customers of the bank and other people who have their investment in the bank. We do know that Capital Bank and the UT Bank were suffering. We also do know that UT Bank, for example, in the past 2 years, we have not seen their annual report anywhere because they were having serious challenges and they were being accommodated by the Bank of Ghana for them to actually pick up. But I think they were not picking up, and the Bank of Ghana has to actually pull out the regulatory tools to deal with the bank in the interest of the market and in the interest of customers. But I must also indicate that because this kind of decision have effect on employment, whether people will be keeping their jobs or not, whether customers' money will be lost or not, I believe that the information shouldn't have come only in the form of a press release. That comes to the public and many workers in this bank as a shock. That was not appropriate. It was as if it was a hostile takeover, and definitely you will see people reacting. And I believe that the regulator, together with Ghana Commercial Bank, should strategically position themselves in terms of how they communicate this quickly to avoid bank run and other effects of this kind of a hostile transaction. I also do think that the Bank of Ghana has not handled the information very well. They should have engaged the owners of the bank, the management of the bank, prior to this to engage, and they should have monitored that those were actually done, that they have engaged the workers, they have engaged the key owners of this bank, the key customers of the bank. They should have ensured that those engagements were done. So the press release followed, but it seems to me that many of the workers and the customers of the bank are unaware, and that is not proper. They should take steps to speedily smoothen the communication to avoid bank run. So I think the Bank of Ghana needs to do more from now to calm the market and apprehension of customers.
Generally, would this have any impact on the economy, especially the stock market?
I do not expect that, given the weak nature of our market, this announcement will have any significant effect on the stock market, having had this information already.
On the ability of GCB to absorb the liabilities of the two banks, Dr. Gachis said the Bank of Ghana needs to be forthcoming with information as to how the banks were selected.
Well, what I do know is that they are not performing according to the Bank of Ghana indicators. You also do know that about 2 years ago, Bank of Ghana engaged in some form of stress test where they want to ensure that what the banks were doing were correct. So they swap the auditors of the banks. I remember we are talking about respected audit firms in the country. So they swap them. For example, if KPMG was auditing Bank A, they will bring Ernst & Young to come and verify the work that KPMG has done on Bank A. The report of that process indicated that some of the banks were very weak. The risk they posed to the financial environment was huge. So the Bank of Ghana decided to manage them, believing that they will prop up their operations and come out of those situations within a timeline. But it's like they have not been able to do that.
You heard Head of Finance Department, School of Business, University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gachi, talking to Bubu Klinogo.